This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm Mark Dyke, sitting in for Alex Jones during this final segment. Thanks for joining us, talking about some historical examples of fake news and why the mainstream media is the real fake news. And, of course, platforms like this and individuals on YouTube, social media, influencers are the real danger to this fake news industrial complex, which is why they're trying to shut us down. YouTube is so powerful that, remember that video of Mitt Romney back during the 2012 election of him being caught at an event talking about how 47% of the voters will never vote for him because they want the free stuff. That was a video captured on tape by a bartender who was at the event. This was one of the big wealthy donors and fundraising events. And that bartender just didn't like him, recorded his speech, gave it to a news outlet. I think it was far, I didn't want to mention which news outlet was, give them any attention. But then obviously it all went viral. We all remember the video. That video is partially responsible, according to many Republican analysts, as being to blame for Mitt Romney losing the election because of a YouTube video that was covertly taken. That's the power of YouTube. That's why Hillary Clinton was recruiting YouTubers and having them literally do promotional videos for her during the campaign. That's why Barack Obama sat down and did interviews with YouTubers to promote Hillary's campaign. So we saw Obama was the first president to start doing sit-down interviews with the late-night comedy shows. Really a first to sit down with Jimmy Kimmel and all these other guys. Presidents never did that before Barack Obama. And so the climate has changed. His tactics have changed. They wanted to reach people who didn't watch the news. It's a genius idea. And so now with the rise of YouTube, with thousands of YouTube channels that rivaling mainstream media, they're now not only using YouTube to try to influence, to reach people, but they're also then trying to come after other people like myself to shut us down. It's quite incredible. YouTube was even credited partially with helping the Arab Spring go off over in Egypt back in 2012 because they were posting the videos on YouTube. Now Twitter has video, Facebook has video, but for a while, YouTube was the only place to actually do that. And so that's why it's so important for InfoWars to keep going. That's why you see InfoWars. You see almost every day Alex Jones is attacked in the mainstream media. Oh, they just nitpick every little thing he says. I think that they're almost using his name as clickbait. Oh, Alex said this. Alex said that. Because his name grabs headlines. Because what he's doing is interesting. It's cutting edge. And so partially they're attacking him. But partially, they may just be so desperate that the mainstream media are trying to just get clicks. And so they're just using Alex's name in order to do it. So it's been incredible to see. So vicious, the mainstream media attacks. So personal against him. And we're seeing them now go after InfoWars contributors. We're seeing them go after Paul Joseph Watson. We're seeing Roger Stone have to fight lawsuits. And so it's very important to not sit back, not relax. Seeing them try to shut down Twitter alternative Gab didn't get the approval over at the Bilderberg of Tech Conference, the Sun Valley Conference, which is a pseudo-secret meeting every July. Bilderberg happens in June. The Sun Valley Conference happens in July. It's basically Bilderberg of media and tech. They go and cut a bunch of big deals. They come up with their new terms of service. The head of the CIA, always there, or the former CIA heads, always there, keynote speakers. So this does make the mainstream media a little bit, but if it's just a place for them to broker deals, if it's just a conference to talk about which media company they're going to buy, why is CIA meeting with the Sun Valley Conference then? It's obvious that they're setting the agenda, setting the surface, deciding which companies are going to be there. Stay tuned. We got John Rappaport coming up for the fourth hour. I'm Mark Dyke sitting in for Alex Jones.
the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Mycos DX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the Californian standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Mycos DX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Mycos DX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Mycos EX, InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on here and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Hello, everybody. John Rappaport here, sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour on InfoWars. Let's talk about globalism. That wonderful word that sounds so great to idiots. Globalism. I like the way that, you know, it's so inclusive. It's so broad. It's so wide. It takes in the entire world. The ism of the globe. Let's do something for the entire world all at once. Let's all meet in the middle of wherever that would be. What's the midpoint of the planet? Let's get 7 billion people to all be there and say, we love everybody and everything's going to be great. That's how some people look at this. I mean, they actually do. They're that deluded that they think that this incredible operation, globalism, which has been going on for a very long time, is really about share and care and utopia for everybody. What else could it be? Well, what else it could be is what it is. Top-down control of the planet. The erasing of borders so that there are no more separate nations. Instead, you have regions, which is what the European Union has been trying to do over the decades to make Europe into one gigantic country, as it were. Let's welcome in millions of immigrants and stir and mix and so on. Unrecognizable countries, traditions and customs all destroyed. One gigantic pot, and we'll call that Europe. And then we of the European Union that only care about you will run everything completely, because there'll be no more national governments. We don't need that. Why do we need a national government in, say, Australia or the United States or Canada or anywhere? That's the old world. See, this is the globalist theme, and they pursue this in every way possible. And what they want is total technocratic control over every human being from the top, cradle to grave, generation after generation. And that would have been the complete overt agenda of Hillary Clinton had she won the election. I mean, it would have been just clear the decks, everybody. Here we go. This is it. With Trump, there's a lot of pluses and minuses going on here. There's a major struggle at many different levels within the swamp to see who is going to win. But today what I want to do is to show you stories that have slipped under the radar here, that are really stories about globalism, that nobody in major media, and Mark Dice covered this in the last segment, great, the history of Mockingbird, the CIA program to infiltrate and control the media. The media are not connecting any dots, believe me, not any dots that would implicate globalism. They don't even like to mention the word. Here's a story. In 2016, doctors in the United States wrote how many prescriptions for medical drugs? Take a guess. 50 million, 100 million, 300 million. How many prescriptions did U.S. doctors write in 2016? So the latest figure is 4,065,479,343. 4,065,000,000. So that would be a little bit more than one medical drug prescription per month for every man, woman, and child in the United States. Wow. Wow. That tells you something about the power of Big Pharma. But now, let's make the connection. Because David Rockefeller and the Rockefeller family were there at the birth of modern pharmaceutical medicine, and in fact gave birth to modern pharmaceutical medicine, getting rid of as many competitors as they possibly could and expanding that cartel to its enormous proportions today. Why? Oh, it's the money. It's always the money. It's just the money. No, it isn't just the money. They have enough money. They've had enough money for a long time. They're not going to go short on coffee or on desserts or on gasoline or on mansions. No. Sure, it's always about the money, but it's about control. It's about control by the use of toxic medical drugs, because one for one, every medical drug has some degree of toxicity associated with it. That's the basis of pharmaceutical modern medicine. Kill the germ. Well, to kill the germ, you've got to have something that's a poison. And so it turns out, as a matter of fact, that we're not just talking about a little bit of poison. We're talking about a whole lot of poison inherent in these drugs. That's the goal. That's the operation. That's the globalist scheme to keep populations completely debilitated, confused, sick, ill, disoriented, unable to think, to act, to do anything. That's the deal. That's what they're doing all over the world. Vaccines, you bet. Medical drugs, you bet. It's all part of the same picture. And in no possible sane universe would doctors in the country of the United States be writing 4,065,000,000 scripts for drugs in 1 year. That is beyond any rational purpose. It has absolutely no purpose whatsoever in anything like that quantity. This is a chemical warfare operation, plain and simple. And I've been saying it for a long time and writing about it for a long time and documenting it for a long time. Major media refused to touch it with a 10-foot pole, not just because their advertisers are overwhelmingly pharmaceutical. That's the money end. But there are plenty of advertisers out there who would jump on the bandwagon on major media networks if pharmaceutical advertisers just said we've had enough and they left. There's no shortage of advertisers. So that isn't the problem. That isn't the question. The problem is that major media news is in bed physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, with the medical drug cartel. They are brothers and sisters and cousins. They're all part of the same family. They sit on each other's corporate boards. They share in profits and money, and they have similar designs, which is the globalist control of the planet. That's why 4,065,000,000 drug scripts are written every year in the United States. We've heard a lot now about the opioid epidemic, you bet, killing all kinds of people in America. These drugs like fentanyl and oxycodone and so forth, hideous drugs, way, way more powerful than morphine. But the press is trying to make you believe that this is really the medical drug problem in a nutshell. It's some kind of a rogue element out there doing drug pill mills, and some corrupt doctors are writing all kinds of prescriptions and so on and so forth. That's a diversion. That's what's called in the intelligence agency world a limited hangout. We admit to part of the problem, therefore you won't think about the rest of the problem. This problem that I'm talking about, which is chemical warfare against the population through medical drugs, is pervasive throughout the entire range of medical drugs. And again, I'll give you a study on this, totally mainstream, totally down the line, all that you could ask for. On the other hand, when we're talking about the world of nutrition, we're talking about nutritional products that build health, like at Infowars.store.com, Caveman, True, Paleo, Formula. 50% off retail right now. That's a product to build up health. First time, 50 off of retail. Caveman, True Paleo Formula at InfowarsStore.com. Bone broth, 7 different primal superfoods to help support healthy muscles, fight free radicals, and so much more. Cutting edge nutraceutical science, turmeric root, chaga, bee pollen, bone broth. 50 off retail before Infowars sells out at InfowarsStore.com. Take advantage of it now. Let me tell you about this study. It's a whopper. I've talked about it before. I never get tired of talking about it because it is so fantastic. After the break, we will get into chapter and verse on the Starfield Revelation. Stay with us. John Rappaport, InfoWars. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, very bad thing. John Rappaport back here in the fourth hour. Why do I mention the Starfield study over and over and over and over? Because she was, until her death, not long after I interviewed her, a revered, not just respected, but revered public health expert at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. In other words, mainstream par excellence. Her review July 26, 2000, was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Mainstream par excellence. It was called, Is U.S. Health Really the Best in the World? And you can cite this with your friends anytime they begin to say, just listen to what your doctor says. Just do what your doctor says. Go along with the globalist medical destruction of life. July 26, 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association, Is U.S. Health Really the Best in the World? And Dr. Starfield concluded that every year in the U.S., correctly prescribed, FDA-approved as safe and effective pharmaceuticals kill 106,000 people. That's not even getting into maiming, wounding, destroying. Kill 106,000 people. That means per decade. Stay with me on this. Let's extrapolate over 1 million killings per decade at the hands of drug companies, FDA, so on. And doctors who are aware of what I'm talking about here. It's not like they're totally dumb, really. They know. Get it? That's called chemical warfare. That's part of the globalist structure. It's built into the globalist structure. All of the propaganda that you read about in the newspapers and magazines and television and so forth, new breakthrough around the corner, new drug just been approved for cancer, genetic breakthroughs are coming, we're going to have a paradise and all of those, blah, 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 blah. These reporters don't know what they're talking about. They're just taking copy off of teleprompter. They are propagandists. They are essentially part of what Mark Dice was talking about in the last hour, Operation Mockingbird, the intelligence agency infiltration of media. It's one big happy family, and the medical cartel with its chemical warfare, destruction of life, is an intrinsic part of that. Be sure you understand that. But let me just now go, boom, into another area. And this has to do with the wonderful state of California, which we all love and adore, get down on our knees and worship every day for their liberal, progressive policies. What have they been doing? Well, now they're trying to declare themselves a sanctuary state, whatever that means in legal terms. Doesn't mean anything. But they've had a gigantic policy of open borders for a very long time in California. And guess who's been coming in among other people? Mexican drug cartels. Boom. Through the door. Come on, boys. Come right in. It's going to be fine here in California. We've got lots of forests, land, extraordinary amounts of land where you can, for example, let's see, grow pot. Grow marijuana. It's going to be fantastic. Yes, you can do business here. I mean, you can ship. California will become known, as it has for a long time now, as the biggest pot-growing area, certainly in the United States, for all I know, maybe in the world. Yes, wonderful. Open borders, globalism, that's part of the policy. Got to have open borders. Not a problem. It's never a problem. It's humanity at its best. Don't want to hear about problems. If you're talking problems of any kind, you're obviously a racist. We don't have to listen to you. But nevertheless, in come Mexican drug cartels. They begin to grow pot, marijuana, in many forest areas all over the state of California. So now it has emerged. Gee whiz, oh gosh. And we're talking about thousands of these smaller pot farms. That they've been using an illegal pesticide, more than one actually, very poisonous pesticide on their pot, on their marijuana plants. And it's called carbofuran, C-A-R-B-O-F-U-R-A-N. We'll be talking about it more when we get back. Because I just heard the outro music playing. Is that for real? Or is that just a prelude? For real. Okay, we'll be back after the break because this is a gigantic story.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, folks. Here's an incredible story. Carbofurin is being used, this illegal, highly toxic chemical, more chemical warfare courtesy of your globalist friends who have open borders in California from the south. Why don't they just put a giant sign on the archway there, you know, customs and immigration? Courtesy of globalism, open borders. So the Mexican drug cartels come in. Thousands of these small pot farms, marijuana farms, all over California forests, very difficult to find. And who knows? Well, look at this. My goodness, how could we have predicted this? They're using carbofurin, this incredibly toxic pesticide, on their marijuana plants. Now, to give you some idea about how toxic this is, it's used to kill lions in Africa. Okay? Kill lions in Africa. Can cause spontaneous abortions and death. But, wow, how could we have predicted, we, the political bosses in California, that with our open borders policy, something like this would happen? We would have had to have been geniuses to predict this and foresee it, that these cartels would come in here and start pot farms and start using horrendous pesticides, and that the marijuana, of course, would be shipped all over the world. Who knows where it would go, and who knows who is smoking it? A word to the wise. A little carburin with your marijuana? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. That's part of globalism. That's an intrinsic part of globalism, and don't let anybody tell you any different. Oh, the virtue signaling. Oh, the progressive. Oh, the wonderfulness of all of humanity. No. This is what you get with globalism. Not as an unintended effect, but on purpose. Because how are you going to control the global population top down? You've got to cause a whole bunch of chaos from a number of different vectors. And one of those vectors is called chemical warfare, covert chemical warfare. So I started off talking about the medical drugs. I'm now talking about pesticides. And I'm going to shift gears before we get to the next item, which is also a major chilling blockbuster out of Australia. 50% off on InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, with a coupon. The coupon is called READY, R-E-A-D-Y. Use that code. 50 off on InfoWars select storable food line at InfoWarsStore.com with the coupon code READY. Shelf life of 25 years. Super high quality ingredients from the USA. So, who knows what's happening around us these days, but you want to start thinking about storable food for sure. So 50 off on all InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com while the supplies last. All right, let's shift gears here. Australia, more globalism. This also has a medical vector, as so many of these covert ops do. Australia's under the gun. The government has passed several regulations now that clamp down on families, forcing them to get vaccinations for their children in order to go to school, daycare, if they're receiving certain kinds of federal aid. In order to keep that aid, they have to, you know, a full schedule of vaccines in their kids. Otherwise, no more money, All this has been piling up and piling up and piling up. And now we have a story out of Australia where, and this is a real chiller, doctors in schools. In certain parts of Australia, doctors are going to be permanently visiting young children's public schools once a week. What for? What do we need them for? What are they coming in here for? Well, to make appointments, to see children, to see young children, to see children 12 years old, 10 years old, 9 years old, so on and so forth, right? What for? Well, we know that it's going to involve getting their vaccinations, that's for sure. This whole program is a front for forced toxic vaccinations, but it's a lot more than that. Because as part of this new deal for the citizens of Australia, get this now, no informed consent from parents is necessary for the children to go in to see the doctor while the doctor is at the school. The parents don't even have to be told that the child, as young as 12 years old, is going in to see the doctor. In fact, the rule says that the doctor can conclude that a 12-year-old can give informed consent to be at the appointment with the doctor, which means, of course, listening to the doctor and taking the doctor's recommendations, whatever it is, diagnosis, vaccine, drug, etc., etc. a little kid faced off with an adult doctor without any knowledge on the part of the parents can sit there with the doctor and give informed consent? Baby. Wow. Are you kidding me? Fascism, medical fascism at its finest, is now on a new level bleeding into Australia. Because you know what this is going to lead to. This is the state replacing the parent. Let's get that straight. In Australia, that's what this move is all about. You parents don't have a right to bring up the kids and make decisions on their part. We, the state, are the ultimate parents of the children. That's it. And to prove that that's true, your little kitty, when he's at school, can come in and see the doctor when the doctor is there without any informed consent or any kind of consent from you, the parents. We don't care about you. It's irrelevant. The kid decides. Yeah, the kid decides. The kid says, yes, I will give informed consent. But what does that mean, Junior? I have no idea. I'm only 12. And then the doctor begins. What else is going to happen? Diagnosis of mental disorders. Clinical depression, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, bipolar. All kinds of diagnoses going to be handed out with toxic drugs, severe toxic drugs. Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, Valproate, lithium, Ritalin, Adderall, the works. These are all highly toxic, as I've documented many, many times in past articles. Hey, Junior, Daddy says, you haven't been yourself lately. What's happening? Well, I don't know. I feel weird. I feel like jumping off the top of the house. Why? Yeah, I don't know why. Well, I went to see the doctor. You went to what? Yeah, I went to see the doctor the other day at school, and he said that I was depressed, and he put me on a drug. But no, he didn't. He couldn't have done that because he would have had to talk to us. No. He told me that it wasn't important to hear what you had to say, that I could just sit there and say, okay. This is globalism, folks. This is the state taking over control of children from parents. And I know that InfoWars listeners out there know of many more examples in many different areas where this is happening, such as Child Protective Services coming in, medically kidnapping kids from their parents and putting them into foster care where they're drugged to the gills with these drugs, by the way, apart from other kinds of horrendous abuse. But this is now going to become, eventually, unless it's stopped in Australia, national policy for the country of Australia. Globalism. How can you have the family, the traditional idea of a family, mother, father, children, with the parents making the decisions, the key decisions, until the child is an adult? That's the pattern. That's the rule. That's the tradition. That's the law. All that has to be subverted completely if globalism is going to take over. That has to be destroyed. That concept of the family from a number of different vectors has to be completely shattered. And here you have chemical warfare, doctors, schools, all participating. With media in Australia, oh yeah, great idea, fantastic. Against the population of Australia. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Think of the structures that exist in society, the good ones. I'm not talking about the government. I'm talking about the people. You, the things that have made you smart, independent, free, intelligent, capable, and how certain support structures help that along from the time that you were very young. Think about that. And you will come up in every case with some kind of tradition that is currently being drilled into, undermined, reshaped, assigned to some government structure. You're in charge of that now. This department is now in charge of that. Just like the Centers for Disease Control in the United States is now in charge of preventing childhood disease and has been for a long time. So they can just keep issuing 5 vaccines, that's not enough, 10, 15, that's not enough, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. There are 200 different vaccines, experimental, in the pipeline as we speak that have not yet been approved, in addition to all the ones that have been approved by the CDC. They are fully intending, most of them unconsciously, acting as agents for elite globalists to destroy lives chemically, biologically, with ever-increasing numbers of these vaccines. So that parents, not just talking about autism here or severe neurological damage or death, we see enough of that, no question about it, more than enough. I'm talking about other factors that parents would not be so easily able to recognize. Junior is not acting the way he usually acts. He seems slower in school. I need to repeat myself several times sometimes so that he understands what I'm talking about. His motor coordination used to be great. It's not quite as good. What's happening? I don't know. You see, the clueless parents. Hey, the kid just got 14 vaccines, formaldehyde, polysorbate 80, aluminum, all toxins. What do you expect, Mr. and Mrs. Public? Wake up. What do you expect? Oh, but we don't know what's happening. We have no idea. What do we do? Let's take him to the doctor. Oh, we go to the doctor. And then mommy gets a bright idea and says to the doctor, is there any chance that the 14 vaccines that Junior got could have anything to do with the changes? Absolutely not. These vaccines are tested thoroughly, safe and effective beyond any measure possible. No, no, no. What I see here is a certain developmental delay that we call zippity-doo-dah-boom-bang-bomb. That's a technical term. And we have drugs for that. And they're all toxic. And we're going to prescribe a couple and see how Junior does. Okay, doctor, whatever you say. It sounds terrific. Wonderful. Courtesy of the Centers for Disease Control. Where, again, globalism, let's not forget the bottom line. Let's turn over the whole issue of health of children to a government agency rather than the decisions of parents who make up their own minds freely about whether or not they want to vaccinate, whether or not they want to believe in a diagnosis handed out by a doctor, whether or not they want Junior to take the medical drugs prescribed. That's the prevailing atmosphere, or it once was, but it's now being handed over. You see, all of that aspect of family life handed over to a government agency, which, by the way, in case you're interested, and you should be, the CDC is buying several billion, $3-4 billion a year of vaccines, buying from vaccine manufacturers, and at the same time, the CDC is responsible for mounting studies to determine the safety and efficacy of vaccine, scientifically. Do you see a conflict of interest there? Jeez. The CDC is never going to say that a vaccine is ineffective and unsafe and very dangerous when they're buying $3 to $4 billion worth of these vaccines a year. Come on. Globalism at work. The transfer of natural human life into government authority. Top-down control. Eradicating borders. One giant planet for the benefit, destruction, of all. That's the theme. That's where it's going. Hope you're getting the picture. This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour of InfoWars. We'll be back after the break.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back here for our final segment, John Rappaport in the fourth hour, sitting in for Alex at InfoWars. So I want to piggyback on what Mark Dice said in the last hour about Operation Mockingbird and the infiltration and control of the press in America by the CIA and, of course, other intelligence agency players. All the stories that I've been running down for you here and connecting the dots. Major media has an obligation not to connect the dots. That's part of Operation Mockingbird, too. What not to do, what not to report, what not to say, what connection not to make, what story to bury, what story to publish once and never follow up on it again. As a reporter for the last 35 years, and having talked to many mainstream reporters off the record, I can confirm this without a doubt. Many of them know what's going on. They just don't want to do anything about it because their job is everything to them. That's the level that they think at. I'd lose my job. Yeah? So what? You want to destroy half the population and keep your job? You know, is that your thinking? Well, I don't think that far. No, they don't. That's why many of them are alcoholics. But that is part of their job. They're not going to say, gee, you know, these thousands of small marijuana farms in California, we can't even trace where they all are. And this horrible pesticide, carbofuran, that they used to kill lions with in Africa is bleeding into the soil, into the water, into farms, into the trees, into the plants. We can't even trace it everywhere. We don't know where it is. And the pot that's being shipped out of California, who knows who's going to smoke it and what's going to happen to it? You think they're going to make the connection and say in a major mainstream story, how do these people get here? These Mexican cartel growers. How did they exert influence to hire these low-level workers to run these little farms? You think open borders had anything to do with that? That if we had a much more stringent policy, that we might have been able to head a lot of this off some years ago, and that the government of California, the state government, a series of governors, has betrayed the people of California, and that this is where the comeuppance comes from? One of the comeuppances, where the piper has to be paid? Do you think so? No, they're never going to run a story like that. Are you kidding? The Mockingbird operation is also what not to say, what not to do, what not to print, what not to connect. But here, on this program, on this channel, on this website, on these broadcasts, the dots are connected. The dots are connected. The underlying truth does come out. That's what happens here. That's the difference. That's why independent media at its best is growing by leaps and bounds. And while the tired old media is falling down the rat hole. It's been a pleasure. John Rappaport here in the fourth hour. Thank you very much. See you soon.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.